This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
Residents say the damage left behind by the tornado that roared through Joplin, Missouri is breathtaking. The principal of the flattened Joplin High School says the destruction reminds him of pictures from World War II. Terry Sacchetta said he barely recognizes a school building. Miranda Lewis is the spokeswoman for the damaged St. John's Regional Medical Center. She says the devastation is like what you see someplace else. Unquote. And Red Cross spokesman Michael Spencer says he's been to dozens of disasters, but is stunned to see metal structures ripped apart. And Justin Gibson was huddled with relatives outside the ruins of a Home Depot store. He's desperately trying to get in touch with missing friends and family members, but he says he fears some of them may be among the dead. And a storm chaser who recorded the deadly tornado in Joplin says it raced through the city. Jeff Piotrowski tells ABC's Good Morning America he was driving 45 to 50 miles an hour, but the storm was moving even faster. He says the sheer size and speed of the tornado was incredible, and he thinks that accounts for the large number of dead and injured. Residents had about a 20-minute warning before the storm cut a path nearly 6 miles long and a half a mile wide through the center of town. Arkansas's Governor Mike Beebe says the state is on standby to help neighboring Missouri with medical care or security after that deadly tornado. Beebe said today he talked with Missouri Governor Jay Nixon and offered to send any help needed in the storm's aftermath. Beebe said 24 state troopers are on standby to help with security and crowd control in Missouri, and the state's physicians are also ready to go and help. Beebe said the state could also send National Guardsmen to help if requested. Beebe said Nixon hasn't requested any help yet because state officials are still trying to assess the damage. Beebe said he has received reports that some Northwest Arkansas hospitals have already taken victims from the storm. And Fonzie has been charged with theft in Independence County Circuit Court. Prosecutors say 20-year-old Damian Gerald Fonzie of the Gregg Drive Apartments was working at a register checkout at the Batesville Walmart store. Court documents say on at least two occasions, a friend of Fonzie's made a small purchase, and Fonzie gave back hundreds of dollars in change. For instance, one purchase of $1.25 was made, and the customer was given $510 in change from a small bill. After the completion of the sale, Fonzie was seen exiting the store with the customer and returning a few minutes later. Police say Fonzie was meeting the friend to receive the overpayment he gave in the store. Court records say one transaction was a Class A misdemeanor, and the other, the $500 one, was a felony. Fonzie's bond was set at $7,500.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.